And now to today's final segment of the Jefferson Exchange. It's a big topic, really, how we view the separation of church and state in America and whether we think that should even be a thing. There's a more vocal segment of the population of late insisting this was founded as a Christian country, and a Christian country it should be. The trend is taken up in the documentary film God and Country, directed by Dan Partland and produced by Rob Reiner. The film gets an Ashland screening tomorrow, April 26th, at the First Presbyterian Church of Ashland, where Skip Strauch is the interim pastor and our guest in the studio. Skip, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate it very much. I'm glad to be here and share with you and with our listeners.
I don't know if you have a regular movie night at the church. Is this a regular kind of thing, or is this something a little special?
It's not a regular thing. It's a special occasion.
So what spurred the decision to show God and Country?
Well, the pastor, Dan Fowler, who is on sabbatical and for whom I'm serving as the interim pastor in his place, he started a conversation with some other folks and some other folks from other congregations and Quaker meetings groups, and came to a place of saying, wow, this is something that we really think is a helpful need for us and for the public.
And so God and Country is a good vehicle to do that?
We do. We think it's a good vehicle for that.
Let's hear some of the trailer for it. The first voice you'll hear is that of Marjorie Taylor Greene, a congressmember from Georgia.
I'm a Christian nationalist. I have nothing to be ashamed of because that's what most Americans are.
Is Christian nationalism Christian?
No, it isn't.
We should be blazing forth as a countercultural example, and instead, we're leading the charge of malice and division.
Christian nationalism uses Christianity as a means to an end. That end being some form of authoritarianism.
Being a Christian is about the values of inclusion. Christian nationalism is certainly not based on the values of the gospel.
God wants America to be saved.
They're told over and over and over again that you're in danger.
You need to fight if you don't want to lose your country.
We are in a civil war between good and evil.
This is not a movement about Christian values. This is about Christian power.
What happens to the people who don't believe this stuff?
That's a great question there, Skip Strauch. What happens to the people who don't believe this stuff?
What happens to the people that don't believe in this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you imagine you have some divisions. I mean, has that become a question within congregations that you know firsthand?
Well, this really is a showing for all people. We're concerning people that don't believe in this stuff. You're talking now about Christian nationalism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a really something of concern. It's drawn the ire of many people, and it's something that, in some instances, raises a fear. And our showing is intended to help quell that fear and bring about a new vision, new direction, a new place.
It seems like this is a tension that would sort of naturally crop up from time to time within Christianity, the question of, you know, acting on behalf of Jesus or acting like Jesus, which is not necessarily the same thing.
Repeat that?
Well, I'm saying this is a tension, I would think, that arises from time to time within Christianity.
Right. We think that it is something potentially divisive. Politics is something that many people think should not be part of their own relationship with God. So I have some interesting things to share about that. But I think in terms of the movie showing, what we'll find is there's a real division created by the Christian nationalists in their perspective.
Skip Strauch is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the interim pastor of the First Presbyterian Church of Ashland, which will be showing the movie God and Country, which you heard the trailer from just a moment ago. That's tomorrow night at 6:30 in the Calvin Hall at the First Presbyterian Church in Ashland. Have you shown movies similar to this before? I mean, are there many choices of that? I know Bill Maher's done a few.
We've shown a couple movies in the past. Yeah, this is not a new thing. We know how to deliver popcorn and drinks and make it fun.
Well, so to the content again of God and Country, the doing good works part of Christianity seems like it isn't enough for some Christians. And I think that some of the people who identify as Christian nationalists seem to feel a need to show more strength in defending the faith.
Yes. Really, what it's about is presenting a posture of maturity in faith and maturity of focus that isn't seeking to cause division, fear, fear-mongering, and isn't, I'm going to say, against the way that, that God would see things happening for us, including politically.
So, I mean, is there any doctrine within the Presbyterian Church itself that, that specifies, you know, the involvement in politics or not?
No, there's not any doctrine in the Presbyterian Church, the PCUSA, Presbyterian Church USA, about politics per se, except to say that we're proudly for understanding that God is bringing things about upon the planet. And that would include the whole realms of things, including politics. Now, that doesn't mean that that Christians should be ruling in politics, per se, as a doctrine. That's not what the PCUSA is saying.
It seems like the political pressures have actually driven some of the old mainline churches, not the Presbyterians at this point, but have driven some wedges within those bodies, the national bodies of the, is it the Methodists that ended up pulling apart a bit in
recent
years?
Yes, there'll be folks from the Methodist Church as well, I believe, attending. I haven't heard directly, but I'm expecting that's likely to be the case.
Mm-hmm. But the point being that these divisions are not only rending American society, but in some cases rending bodies of faith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you watched God and Country already yourself, Kip?
I have. Mm-hmm. I did watch it. I've watched the whole movie, mm-hmm. Everything from front row seat, first reel, to the very end of the credits.
Mm-hmm. And what were you experiencing as you were watching it?
Well, I'll tell you, there were a number of things that came up for me, and quite significantly so. There are two things that come to mind just offhand now for our listeners. Is number one is that God is love. And there's nothing of a fear-creating process concerning God is love. In fact, there's a scripture passage that says that all that God's love casts out all fear. And so it's a clear thing. That's number one, is that God is love. And number two is that the people do not need to fear in the face of Christian nationalism, but rather to be embracing and enveloping the process of understanding that God is love and what that means for them in their own lives and their own churches and their own synagogues, their own places of worship.
Don't need to fear, but I mean, there is some fear of the people who push the hard line that, yes, this is a Christian country, isn't there?
Yes. There's a real phenomenon going on, no question about that, and it's concerning.
Mm-hmm. Did the film raise some points that you might not have expected to see or hear?
There was nothing unexpected for me concerning the movie. What was wonderful was the altar conversations about the impacts that folks have felt concerning Christian nationalism.
Explain that.
There were a number of interviewees who were expressing that there was no place for racism,
mm-hmm.
In politics or otherwise. And there were other folks expressing that politics is not about causing a movement where there's the rule of Christians. The Constitution, they're saying, is clear in saying that religious freedom is part of the foundational aspect of Christianity, or rather of the Constitution and the founding fathers, the founding peoples, let's say.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that it's pretty clear on the point that Christians were not meant to dominate American society and politics?
Well, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that what will happen is that the reason will win the day.
Reason will win the day. Are there days when you have some doubts about that yourself?
I would say I'm an optimist, but I'm also confident.
Mm-hmm. And how will you have a discussion with the people who attend the movie after it's over?
Do I have a one?
Yeah, will you have a discussion with the people who are...
Yes, we'll have a discussion. We'll be showing the movie. It's an hour and a half long, and there'll be a half-hour time for discussion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So not extensively long, mm-hmm. but a beginning point for conversation.
All right. And is the attendance free?
Yeah.
Okay. So that'll be tomorrow night at 6:30 at the Calvin Hall at First Presbyterian Church, Ashland. God and Country by Dan Partland and as the director, and Rob Reiner as the producer.
I would mention, Jeff, by the way, that Michelle Reiner is a co-producer.
Oh, Michelle. Okay, good. Thanks for adding that. Skip Strauch is the interim pastor at First Presbyterian. Thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate you having me.
You bet. That'll do it for today's exchange. Check us out online at jeffexchange.org. All our segments get uploaded there and to podcasting sites like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Angela Decker, you heard a few moments ago. JPR News is our senior producer. Charlie Zimmerman, our assistant producer. Zach Beagle, our student assistant, is at the controls today. Maxwell and Terry Longshore composed our theme music. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. Please join us next time on the Jefferson Exchange and have a great day.